Well, I mean, this one was much bigger because I think that since I've been here, to put back-to-back wins together at West Brom, who are in such good form at home here at the Hawthorns, is a big statement, I think, for the players to gain the confidence that they need to try and push on and get us out of the position that we're in. So we delivered that with a quality performance that deserved the 3 points today. And then the outstanding quality of the two goals. I thought Wilf was an outstanding goal, but when Andros set off on a Maisie, this was a goal. This was a real, real goal. And it deserves the credit it's going to get. I'm sure it is across the board this weekend because, you know, it's first class. And he'd missed one just before that when he got slid in and Ben Foster made a good save. So I was hoping that 1-0 advantage, that we wasn't going to slip up. But when Andros put that second one in, that just saw West Brom off today. And in our performance and our mind, deservedly so.
Absolutely, and it's the back-to-back wins, isn't it? It's the momentum you're building that's so important.
It is. I mean, it's catching up on games played, points gained. We're getting there now. When you put 3 points on the board and then you do back-to-back wins, it really does make such a huge difference. And I think that, you know, from our point of view, we're working in that bottom seven league, and we're trying to get to the top of that if we can, and we will still do that until we could maybe achieve more, but for the time being, it's a fantastic effort over the last two games from the players. We take a warm weather break now, and they can relax because we've no game for 2 weeks, and there's nothing better than when you're setting off on a warm weather break when you've secured 3 points. So they can relax and chill out. We can do a lot of training in the heat, in the weather, and we can get ourselves ready for the big push when we come back.
Is it nicer to go away with a win in your pocket as opposed to going away with a bit, perhaps, negative feelings?
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, the lads are delighted in the dressing room and, you know, hopefully looking forward to the trip, because it's been a log slog for them all season. It's been difficult for me, and I came in at Christmas. They've had it all season nearly. So they're relieving that pressure, and if they take it in the right way, that would make them play better than they've played today. But certainly from my point of view, the professionalism of today's performance, the closing down of West Brom and their strengths, and the quality of our goals was absolutely excellent today.
The last two games, though, something has clicked, hasn't it? What has changed? And were you worried at any point that it wasn't going to? Because it did take a few games for them, as you said, to start listening to you.
Yeah, it's always worrying as a manager. I mean, you never stop worrying. I think that even when you're 2-0 up with 5 minutes on the board, you think one slip up, one goal, the whole crowd will get behind West Brom, they'll push it. So you always worry as a manager. And I think what you don't do is you don't lose the belief in what you know works. And where everybody around you is creating a lot of noise, you don't listen to the noise. You stay calm and you stay focused and you deliver. And I deliver to the players on a regular basis. I deliver by saying the basics are the most important thing to get right, lads. And when you deliver those basics well, with the right quality, then the extra qualities can shine through. And the extra quality today, because we did the basics so well, was the quality of both goals.